Greetings to the brightest audience in the nation. I am not Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am Doug McBurney, the host of the Weekly Worldview, right over there at theweeklyworldview.com, where every Sunday night at 9 p.m. you can catch my broadcast, podcast. And I'm joined in studio today by...
Gregorio Jackson.
¿Por qué, Gregorio?
I'm just trying to learn as much Spanish as my six-year-old knows. Mm-hmm. He knows a lot of Spanish. You have to now.
Your six-year-old knows Spanish.
He knows quite a bit. Well, my wife's been giving him, taking him Spanish lessons and whatnot. It's very important.
That'll serve him well.
You know?
But I think you're Greg Jackson.
I am the Greg Jackson, author of... Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies.
The Compendium of Truth in the Battle
Still
Against...
Still selling, up on Kindle now.
Up on Kindle?
Yeah, we just got up on Kindle.
Outstanding.
And a new book coming out that I co-wrote with my friend Steve Dace that I can't wait for it to come out. Bob was actually interviewed for the book called We Won't Get Fooled Again. Old Who song, right?
Yeah.
How the Fight for Righteousness in America Went Wrong and How to Make It Right Again.
How to Make It Right Again.
And the answer, I'll just save everybody, is just to elect more Republicans. No, just kidding. That's actually not the answer.
That's not quite the answer. But we're not going to give it away here on the show because we want people to buy the book.
That's not, can I just interrupt you for a second?
Please.
The introduction that you did for the show right today.
Yeah.
Well, and every that you do the introduction and come in. I would say I've been doing radio for a little while now, for a few years.
Yes.
And
some of the biggest stations in the country, Los Angeles, Boston.
I struggle with just coming on the air. I don't know what it is, but it's so facile for you.
No, you threw down. You came in, you said, let's get prayed up, brother, and we prayed to the Lord.
No, but I mean, when you come in and you do the show, that's energy. That's pizzazz, man.
Well, I am so fired up that Bob Enyart, after so
did you have
so
a Red Bull before you came in?
No.
Do you any, no, like
in
a
fact,
coffee?
I ate a 2-pound Wendy's triple burger.
Are
I'm
you
about
serious?
To fall asleep. Yeah. It's my first
Russ, if he
day.
Falls asleep, we'll have to do the switcheroo. I'll go in his chair.
But I'm so excited that after so many years together and Bob Enyart knowing all my flaws and all my foibles, that he would still allow me to grace this microphone
that
has blessed the world.
Russ, how did he let me in the studio? Why does he continue to let me to come in the studio?
Yeah, it is an honor.
I mean, we could really mess this thing up.
Sure, we could. That's why we got prayed up before we went on the air, brother.
That's
right. Now, wait, I know you want to talk about the debt ceiling, and I think we need to address some things, but first...
You mean the duct tape ceiling?
Yeah, but first, let me just ask you quick.
Okay.
You got a Mac or a PC?
Ay, ay, ay. A Mac. Now, the Mac is the Apple one?
It comes from McDonald's. It used to be in a foam container.
I got a PC, because everybody that knows me knows that I'm very politically correct. So I got a PC.
Okay, so yeah, BlackBerry,
Making
iPhone,
friends everywhere.
BlackBerry, iPhone, or Droid?
Just got a Droid. Had a BlackBerry.
Had a BlackBerry.
Yes, sir.
I still have my BlackBerry. You know why? I'm an analog kid. I like knobs. I like buttons. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, are the phones working?
That.
If anyone has an opinion that you want to bring to the air, feel free. It's only a half-hour show. We won't have a lot of time. So if you come, you better come strong and you better bring something. What's up with Apple's logo? I got a Mac, okay? I'm making the shift.
Yeah.
So far, I'm not very impressed. Seems like a Mac was made for a 12-year-old,
mm-hmm.
which I am not. But what's up with their logo with the apple with the bite taken out of it? What's the deal?
At heart, you're like a 12-year-old, though.
Well,
right.
I have not
seen the new logo.
The apple
the
logo.
The bite out of the apple.
Now, it used to be a rainbow apple. You remember that?
Yes.
It used to be a rainbow apple with the bite taken out of it. A bite taken out of a rainbow
colored apple. Oh, the apple. Sure,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so anyway, to me, it seems to me as
kinda if it goes is, back to the Garden of Eden,
it's a
doesn't
backhanded...
It?
Insult
yes.
to the Creator God because they're celebrating knowledge.
Mm-hmm. And, well, the rainbow
with an image that projects everything that God warned us about knowledge. He said, "If you eat from that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in the day you do it, you will surely die." So, what does Apple do? They make it their logo. I got an attitude against
it's
these
like
people.
Kind of like shaking their fist in the face of God, saying, "We can eat that apple."
Yeah,
and
that's
make a
exactly
lot of money
it
doing
is.
It.
And so I'm bummed about switching over to the Mac, but. I got video things I need to do for my work, and so I've made.
Doug, I think your salvation may be at stake.
Really, you think it could be? It could be a sin. Could be a sin to.
I mean,
to buy
that,
a Mac.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but.
Well, I'll tell you what is a sin in Mac is any Microsoft product. It is evil.
Yes.
They do not agree.
No,
but,
they don't.
But you know what?
We don't have much of a choice, so it's either a Mac or a PC.
Right. Yeah, and they're all a bunch of liberals.
Yeah, and I got the Droid, and I like it. It's got the voice texting and stuff. I still haven't figured all of it out. I'll go back to the store. The certain type of people who will go on the website or they'll actually read the book, I just like to go to the store and bug the guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and come back every couple days.
Yeah.
Show me how to do this, that. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, I like that human interaction.
Well, I'm girding myself to go down to the Apple store.
You need to get a droid, my man.
I want to go down to the Apple store with my Mac and meet with the goateed, ear-stretching, nose-ring, piercified, tattooed freaks.
Yes.
That supposedly offer technical support.
They're hiring.
Yeah.
They're selling,
well,
you know, they're the largest company right now. I think they just surpassed Exxon.
Yeah. But I think you have to wear those black grommets that stretch out your earlobes. I think that's one of the...
Yeah, what are those things?
Well, you have to have those if you want to
stretch out your ear.
I think they have roots way back in sub-Saharan Africa. You know, they used to do the neck rings and stretch the neck.
Some like totemic type of deal.
You know, Bob predicted 15 years ago that that kids would start with the neck rings. And I'm just waiting. It's bound to come.
Mm.
All right, but let's move on to serious news. Because last week, you and I... mentioned the fact that one of the wonderful things about the mind of God is that God doesn't get surprised by people. And he knew that there was a possibility when he created all this that there would be rebellion. So he built judgment into the system, right? And if you want to know exactly how that works, you got to get Bob's audio series called The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. It will blow you away. But
that's part of the plot.
It's part of the plot.
I would recommend getting the whole plot series on CD, which I just did. The whole series. The best $99 you'll ever spend. KGOV.com. KGOV.com.
Yeah, you can go to KGOV.
No, I'm really, really serious about
awesome.
That.
Oh, it's awesome. All right. Do we want to take a call?
Did you make your point?
Now, listen.
We're just going right to the call.
There was no point. I just wanted to find out if you had a Mac.
Well, no, but the judgment.
God built judgment into the system.
I got to reel you back in, man.
Here's a perfect example of that. A story from a WFAB in Houma, Louisiana. A 34-year-old man was electrocuted while allegedly breaking in to steal copper wiring.
Yes.
He was killed when he cut a ground line with a pair of wire cutters. The death is still being investigated, though no foul play is suspected. So the guy was trying to steal copper wiring. Turns out it was live copper wiring, and God built judgment into the system. So God didn't have to come down and manipulate events to judge this guy for his thievery. Mm. He got judged by 240 volts.
That's why we don't play in traffic. No, but seriously.
God built judgment into the system.
Oh, really? Yeah.
That was my point.
You know, why are people, that just as an aside.
Coppers through the roof.
Sean and Boulder, we're going to get to
Sean.
I do want to ask you this, Doug. Why is it that, like, Drudge every day, I'm reading about people, they're stealing precious metals, right?
Yes. Well, not even precious. Copper. Which
everybody knows that. Watching the Spanish TV, just flipping, you know, with my clicker last night.
And
every other commercial is we buy gold, but in Espanol. Don't know
Porque
it. I'll ask my son when I get home. But
pato.
Yeah, he'll be able to translate it for me. Should we go to Sean and Boulder? Because we're going to talk about the debt ceiling.
Yeah, and
this
Sean,
come all this stuff about copper and platinum. And you know, the gold's up to $1,700.
I bought at $825. I thought I was
crazy.
Did
you really?
Thought I was crazy. I thought it was the end of the world. It was 2008.
We might be moving in with you in a few years.
I didn't buy enough, believe me.
A few months. Let's go to Sean in Boulder.
Sean in Boulder, welcome to Bob and Yart Live. Speak your mind.
Hi, well, thank you for having me. I want to say you guys are doing a great job. I've spoken to Bob a few times. I have accepted Christ over the years. I got away from a while, but I actually going through homelessness brought me back. But since I'm back into the Word, I've
been trying to
check on things, you know, like what we need to do in this country. And I know I've been following the Republican. I just want to get your opinion on the Republican Party. I mean, for the most part, I feel most of them are doing what's right, but I just want to get your opinion on how you feel they're running things or trying to run things and with our debt and other things and getting this country back into the way it needs to be.
Man, talk about laying up a softball.
What do you think?
Hey, first of all, Sean,
I want to get your opinion, Sean.
Let me congratulate you, Sean, for getting your life in order, because what happens in your life and in your house is far more important than what happens in the House of Congress or the Senate
or the
White House. So I'm praising the Lord that you're back in the Word and
Amen.
That you found your way out of homelessness and that you're getting your act together and that you're sentient enough to know that you've got questions about the Republican Party. And those questions, I think, are probably best addressed by Greg Jackson, the author of Conservative.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, Sean. It's a very thoughtful question. I was thinking about writing a follow-up book, which I've been encouraged to do by a few friends, called Conservative Comebacks to Republican Lies.
Ooh.
Instead of to liberal lies or liberal Republican lies. At any rate, I guess my answer to that question would be that the GOP is not going to save America. All right. Rick Perry, Sarah Palin, Mitt Romney.
You're breaking my heart.
They're not going to save America. This latest deal with John Boehner. I know mispronounced his name last week. Russ was all mad at me. but You know, it's only the GOD, not the GOP,
amen, brother. Talk
will
to
save
me.
America. And it's about time. Now, look, I want to just say, Sean, I did a radio show on WRKO in Boston, and boy, did I feel good after three straight hours of ripping liberals every day and feeling that Republicans were so superior and nothing that George Bush could ever do would be wrong. I was the biggest Kool-Aid drinking Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh.
It comes back to him. You know, we do got to give it to him. Well, but yeah, we have to get involved. Yeah. I mean, I'm learning. Yeah, if you have a position to get, you know, city council person or whatever, well, we do have to get involved.
Well, it's not just getting involved, but for me, it was more a process of the Lord doing a work in my heart. You know what really happened? I was sitting, just a little short story here. The first year that I introduced the presidential candidates to the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. I actually was sitting. I was the only guy up on stage, and I was introducing all of the introducers of the candidates. And I introduced George Will, who introduced Rudy Giuliani. And George, this is when it really hit me, Sean. George Will said of Rudy Giuliani, he said of conservatives, he said, conservatives, Doug, you'll love this, are like ice cream. They come in all different types of flavors.
Oh, really?
That was the setup for Rudy Giuliani. He was trying to sell us this guy on his third marriage, estranged from his kids.
He might have been wearing a dress.
You know, marching in homosexual parades.
Oh, just unfair.
You know, living
on...
Is
he a flavor of Republican?
That's what George Will was saying.
Okay, I got you.
And so it hit me. It was like, bam! It was like, bada-bing, bada-bang! This whole thing is crazy. And then it was one after the other, and it was like God was saying, yeah, I'm giving you a peek behind the scenes... Mm-hmm. about what this is all about. And essentially, the more things change, the more they remain the same. I think it was Ernest Hemingway who said that. 2,000 years ago, it was the Pharisees. Jesus reserved his most harsh condemnation for the religious, political leaders of his day. And it's the same today. And all God says is, Sean, I want your heart. If people who are called by the name of the Lord would just get right with the Lord, repent of all of our hidden sins, would just love Jesus and give him our heart, he would give us our candidates, he would give us our strategy, and brother, he would give us the victory.
Yep. Hey, Sean, go right ahead, Sean.
Well, I was just going to say real quick, I heard someone make a comment on one of the Christian stations not too long ago that, supposedly it's a Christian guy, he said he believes within the next 10 years that we're going to see some really, you know, moving away from the word, you know, people are going to go away from that, and I can't say that it'll be. I mean, I'm not saying he predicted it, but
you mean that didn't happen 10 years ago?
Exactly.
That happened.
But I'm just making a comment that you wouldn't doubt it does happen. All this evilness that's going on.
Yeah. Yes, well, Sean,
as Christians, we do have to stand up for the word.
Amen, brother. Here's my advice to you: is no matter what little letter is after a politician's name, check his record.
Against
the word of God, because there are some simple things God says. He says, "Don't murder the innocent. Don't stand by."
Yes.
While the innocent are murdered, don't ignore crime, don't regulate sin.
Yes.
God said, do not steal, do not lie. Mm-hmm. God has some simple rules that you can compare any politician to. And I can assure you, none of the Democrats come close at all. And most of the Republicans fall short. And what you've got to decide, Sean, is if a Republican falls short on a fundamental issue like, let's say, the right to life of the unborn child, if a Republican falls short of that and is willing to regulate the killing of innocent people, that's a Republican I cannot support. And I'm willing to...
I agree.
And I'm willing to... I would be willing to put Barack Obama back in office in 2012 rather than support another Republican who's a sham, who doesn't understand his duty to protect innocent life. I'd rather go with the devil I know than the devil I
know. No, I'd rather just honor God. It says in Isaiah 30...
Lay it on me, brother!
Listen to this. Isaiah chapter 30. Therefore, the safety... And think about what we're going through right now with this debt ceiling and all that's going on. Therefore, the safety of Pharaoh will be your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt your humiliation. For their princes are at Zoan, and their ambassadors arrive at Hanes. Everyone, listen, verse 5, everyone will be ashamed because of a people who cannot profit them, who are not for help or profit, but for shame and also for reproach. Mm. Skipping to verse 15, it says, for thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved, in quietness, in trust, and trust is your strength. Mm. It's not trusting in men. You know, the exact middle verse of the Bible. Do not put your trust in men who cannot save. Do not put your trust in princes. Put your trust in God. We have it in our currency in God we trust, but when push comes to shove, but do we really? And honestly, I want to look at my own life, and I think that we all need to take an honest inventory of our own lives.
I agree. Me too,
And really ask ourselves these questions. Hopefully all of you are listening in your cars are asking yourself, because time is running short.
Yeah.
And the most important thing isn't who's in the White House. The most important thing is if you're a male, who's in your heart?
Who's in your heart?
Is the and is he really in your heart? Are we just paying lip service to what we say we believe in? Or are we really living it? And that's why, Doug, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, there's certain things that Christians, we just cannot compromise.
No. We've compromised for 30 years now, and look where it's gotten us. We're right at the rim of hell.
That's where it's brought us. I'm 46 years old. I'm still young, but the stuff that I'm seeing now, I never thought I'd see this stuff going on.
Well,
I'm like, oh, my goodness. And, the Bible talks about it. It says, in the last days, we're going to see all this evilness going on, you know, the unnaturalness of parents. And it is sad, but we need to pray. And I'm still struggling, but I'm doing better. I've never had such a passion to want to talk to people. And I do at my job. I work construction. I talk to a lot of the guys. I've actually recently had some of the guys come to me talking about the Bible. So, like, you know, we got to stand up for the word. You know?
Well, I actually believe these are exciting times we're living in. It's great. Yeah. It's very encouraging to hear your story. Inspirational.
Well, I didn't mean to cut you. I was just going to say real quick. I mentioned to Bob. I talked to him, and I was homeless for a bit, and I went through that. But it was going through that what brought me back to the word.
I think Bob's brought a lot of people back.
Yeah,
the word.
A lot of times.
And now that's a willing vessel. Yeah. And if there were more Bob Enyarts out there, I don't believe that this country would be. Because Bob is one of the remnant of pastors.
He's one of the remnant who will not
compromise on what God says we are not supposed to compromise on.
Even if that means a Democrat might win the election.
And he does it in a winsome way, which is what
I gotta
pretty
admit,
awesome.
When I've talked to him, and I mentioned to him, and he said, hey, call and let me know. I've told him, I said, there's been a few things I didn't quite agree with, but overall, I do feel he is teaching and preaching the word.
Praise
but, you know, that's where, but that's where we got to say, hey, if there's something I don't agree with, then, hey, call and let me know. I'll talk to somebody and say, well, hey, I heard this. I didn't agree with it. Let's talk about that.
There you go, Sean. Hey,
but I always tell people, go to the word. Always go to the word.
There you go, brother. All right. Yeah. Before I took the calls, I warned the callers, if you're going to come, you better come hard. You better come strong. And Sean did just that.
Sean really did.
He brought something to the table, and if you want to get involved, you can call us at 1-800-8-NYARK. That's 1-800-836-9278, but we're rapidly running out of time. We may not be able to take another call.
And encouraging to hear, if you listen back to what he said, getting into the Word, turning back, repenting to God.
That's what'll do it. That's what'll save the country.
Well, individually, families, churches, and our country. And isn't it amazing that we have a God, by His grace, giving us what we don't deserve, doesn't cost anything. We can just, even if we've gotten off the wrong path, even if we've turned away for a season, we can get right back. And every day is a new day. And I would just encourage any listeners here, maybe if you're like our previous caller, Sean, maybe you've gotten off base a little bit. Maybe you've gotten off track a little bit. Today is a new day. Today is the day of salvation.
Maybe you think you're too low. Maybe you think you've done too many bad things and you've corrupted your heart and your soul and your spirit.
You thought that about yourself one day, didn't you, Doug?
Maybe it's drugs, maybe it's alcohol, maybe it's sexual immorality. Whatever it is, Jesus Christ can reach down no matter how low you are, and He can resurrect you. But you've got to look up, and you've got to not only acknowledge Him as God, you have to worship Him as God, because there are many who acknowledge Him as God, but they do not worship Him as God. And those people, God will turn over to a debased mind. And they won't even know how wicked they are. So you've got to not only acknowledge that He's God, but worship Him as God. Now, Greg.
Yes, sir.
You got 3 minutes. Lay this debt ceiling thing on me.
Well, the debt ceiling.
Put it in a nutshell.
It's duct tape. It is a Band-Aid. Like I said before, the Comptroller of the United States of America came out yesterday and said that our public debt, including not just treasury bills, but unfunded liabilities.
So the ever-popular $14
trillion. Social Security, Medicare,
wait a minute.
Unfunded liabilities.
That's got to be a huge number. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security?
Right.
Those are the big
pensions,
ones.
You know, federal pensions. He calculates to be conservatively at $60 trillion. So let me ask you a question, Mr. Doug McBurney, because I know that you keep the McBurney family finances in order.
As best I can.
If you were making $1,000 a year,
okay,
all right, and you owed $50,000 a year, how long would it take you to get out of debt?
I'd be in debtor's prison tomorrow morning.
It would be pretty much impossible.
It would be impossible, okay. I believe it.
Just with the interest on the $50,000, you wouldn't be able to.
I couldn't even service
now,
the debt.
Now, look.
Unless I could borrow more money.
George Bush, and for those of you who think it's just Barack Obama, George Bush, when he took office, $5.5 trillion debt that he inherited, he left us with a $10 trillion debt.
Double.
Obama inherits a $10 trillion debt after 3 years, $17 trillion.
So
the bottom line with this is, it's victory for Obama because...
A slaughter. Yes.
Okay. Absolute slaughter, number one. Number two, the GOP is not going to save America.
The GOD.
It's no surprise that the stock market plummeted for the, I think, third straight day and that gold is at $1,700. The handwriting is on the wall. The debt monster has not been killed and it won't be killed. We're kidding ourselves if we think that we're ever going to get our financial house in order. And lastly, Doug, last point I'll make about this is, should we be surprised when our elected officials, who can't even fulfill their primary obligation to protect the sanctity of innocent human life, can't properly manage our financial issues? You're going to trust somebody with your wallet who doesn't stand up for babies that are being murdered at the rate of $4,000 a day?
I wouldn't trust anyone with my wallet.
We're getting what we deserve, probably less than what we really deserved.
Yeah, we're getting less.
By God's grace.
But just by the grace of God and by the fact that America has built up a tremendous civilization that will not crumble in a day, I don't believe. I believe what we're in for here, Greg. I don't think that the debt deal was just a bad deal. I think it didn't address the debt monster. It invigorated the debt monster.
Amen.
And here's the thing. I left Japan in 1990 when their depression started. That was 21 years ago. They've been in a flatline depression, and now... You know, they're even in with the earthquakes, and it's just devastated over there. Get ready, America. You are going to be Japan. The next 10 or 20 years are going to be a flatline depression if we don't find a politician who will first acknowledge God, second, worship God, third, take the principles God's given him as a political leader and institute them. And I believe that politician's out there.
He might be in this studio. I'm running for president. Go to my website, gregjackson.com. Well, no, I would if somebody stepped up to the plate and, you know, ponied up.
Well, you know, I would never run for president.
$30-40 million.
Because on Judgment Day.
But it's not a president.
No,
it's not just a president. The horse is made ready for battle, but victory rests with the Lord.
Amen.
It starts individually in the home, in our churches, uncompromisingly standing for the Lord, and it's only God, miraculously, that will restore revival and then an authentic reformation in this country.
Amen. And then, folks, if you want to come down to a church where you can be invigorated, where you can hear the politics of the day interweaved and intermingled with true religion, the gospel of Jesus Christ and
that's
how
right.
It's relevant to everything that's going on in Washington, at the Capitol in Denver, and right into your own house. Come down and visit Denver Bible Church in Arvada. We're at 72nd and Oak. You can
go
online to denverbiblechurch.com and get the directions. Come on, visit us. We got Sunday school at 9:30. We've got praise and worship. We've got the sermon from Bob every week. You'll just absolutely love it.
Do I have a minute to say something real quickly
before
we leave?
Lay it on me, brother.
I want to leave our listeners with some good news, okay? And that is that as dire as things look financially and economically and culturally, the good news is that as dark as things get, the light shines even brighter. And I believe that Christians are going to have an amazing opportunity to be light in a very dark world. We are going to have an amazing opportunity to witness, to be a testimony, a living, breathing testimony to the true living God, the creator who created the universe, who created you, who loves you, who wants nothing more than for you to live eternally with him and to worship at his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I believe is the exciting thing about the times that we're living in. And folks, the only thing that we must do and that we can do is just call his name.
Amen.
Call on the name of the Lord and be saved. If you do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray today that you would call on the name of the Lord and that you would invite him in your heart genuinely and that you would watch miraculously as he comes to live in your heart and transform your life as he has done mine. And Doug, as
Amen.
I know he has done
as
to yours
done
and
us.
Russ's and Bob Enyart's and so many others. And folks, that is the most important
There's
thing that
answer.
We can do. He's the answer to all of your problems. No matter what we're going through individually and as a country, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, I don't speak very good Hebrew. I am Jewish, but he is the answer to all that ails you, my friends. Amen. Turn to him.
He's the foundation. He's the fountainhead. And he will save us from our sins. And he's conquered death.
He already did. On the cross, we are saved. He died for the sins of the world. But you know what? We will not have any excuse. There is going to be a judgment day.
Amen, brother.
And if we have not accepted the free gift of salvation in this lifetime, there are no second chances.
No.
The scriptures say there are no second chances.
There's no deal and there's no vote.
There's no deal. We are living in the age of grace, and it's such a wonderful thing.
You better get it while it's hot, folks, because it ain't going to last forever, this age of grace.
Amen.
It ain't going to last forever. Wow, Amen. That's powerful stuff, Greg.
I just tell everybody, too, to be prepared spiritually? Go to KGOV.com, KGOV.com. Spend 10 minutes on that tonight. There are so many fantastic spiritual biblical resources on there that you can buy for your kids, for your family. Draw close to the Lord. Get to know him. He wants to have a relationship with him. And like you can't have a relationship with a friend or your spouse if you don't spend time with them.
That's right.
You can't have a relationship with the living God. Go to KGOV.com
and
start.
Go to KGOV.com and click on the store. It'll
yes.
take you to KGovStore.com.
Start with a plot.
Tremendous.
Buy it. $99. Drop it on your credit card, and then start from there and get the whole Jonathan Park series for your kids to inoculate them from their indoctrination. God forbid if they are going to public schools.
No, heaven forbid. Say it ain't
that,
so.
That is starting up very soon. Inoculate them, folks.
That's right. Draw close to the Lord.
God is good all the time.
That's right. Draw close to the Lord in these dark days. And you'll have nothing to fear.
Thank you, Russ. Great job.
Russ, great job behind the glass.
Thank you, Bob, for letting us in. God bless you all.
Visit us at KGOV.com and do right and risk the consequences.